This week on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, we count down the top 10 greatest hair metal videos of all time. Want to know what they are? Stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, where we ask the questions and you fucking listen. No, we are spreading the word about great guitar-driven rock, playing a lot of cool indie bands. And this week, our topic is the greatest hair metal videos of the whole MTV era, 80s hair metal videos. And so we're going to be talking about that. Lily's disqualifying anything that cuts off. If it was released at 11:59 on midnight of 1989, it's okay. But a second after that,
you're done.
Forget it. It's disqualified.
It doesn't count.
So that's our topic for tonight. You're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check out all the stuff. There's cool merch. There is a lot of cool podcasts, a lot of great artists. Please hit that share button. Share the podcast around. Let the world know that you support great guitar-driven rock. If you'd like to dig a little deeper, if you'd like to kind of move up from just a Squire to a full-fledged Fender Stratocaster, you want to go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Get on the Inner Circle, where you get exclusive music, exclusive video, exclusive conversation, and where you hear the real dirty jokes, okay? So we hang out there in the Inner Circle. There's a lot of cool stuff. You can find more about that at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Okay. Got all that, out of the way. Okay, so we are listening to tonight on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We have some cool bands we're going to play. All right, so that's the first thing we're going to mention real quick. Let me throw this out. Where's my notesies here? I have notesies. Notesies!
You have
notesies
today?
Yes, I have some notesies.
Wow!
Yeah. We're going to be rocking out to Graveyard and Vrana, formerly known as Phantasm, and a band called Strangelove. So we're going to be rocking out to all that a little bit later on today. We have cool music for you guys. But Lily, what's going on? My co-host, Lily V6, is here tonight. What's up, Lily?
What's up? My ankles hurt.
Uh-oh. Why do your ankles hurt?
Because I went to Cedar Point over the weekend.
And what did you do at Cedar Point?
It's their it was for my sister's birthday, first of all. But it was they have their Halloween weekends going on right now. So they have tons of haunted houses, and including the roller coasters being run and everything. So we walked 10 miles each day, which was awesome.
Was Metallica considered hair metal?
I'm not considering that hair metal. I got into an argument.
Reinsfelder? Did I say your name, Brian? Brian Reinsfelder?
Reinsfelder?
Says at the time Metallica was considered hair metal. Well, they did have long hair.
Well, a lot of bands did.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. You know, like, was Tesla hair metal?
Say that, I can't distinguish that.
You know what I mean? So, like, anyway, so we're going to be talking about the whole thing. But I think what we're going to do first is we're going to do a little bit. We don't have Keith again. Sorry, no Keith. Keith will be back next week. Keith's on tour. He's a big-time rock star now. So he has limited time for us lowly podcasters here at the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. But he shall be back.
Yay!
Next week. So we're going to rock out to something first. This is Phantasm, a.k.a. Vrana. And we're going to tell you guys about them here in a minute. But this is a track called Dance of the Veils on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
We'll be right back.
Vrana, a.k.a. Phantasm, on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And I'm going to go ahead and give you the promotional information on Vrana slash Phantasm. You can go to... It's a Reverb Nation. So you go to ReverbNation.com/Vrana9. And Vrana is V-R-A-N-A. ReverbNation.com/Vrana and the number 9.
Number 9.
So check them out. Yeah, Vrana slash Phantasm. You need like a real website, guys, because that's like a little bit of a mouthful, easy for people to get mixed up. So do that. But very cool stuff, and hope they keep putting out great music. All right, so tonight's topic is the greatest. The greatest hair. And you know what? That was the era, right?
Yes.
That was it. You know, now I know you're a little bit younger than me. So
just
you,
a little.
Did you, were you participating when it was going on, or is it more like a retrospect for you?
I was participating for a lot of it because my cousin who babysat me quite often was always listening to the music videos or the music and watching the music videos. Her boyfriend looked like he was straight out of one of the music videos.
Okay.
Her hair, she had the bangs like a waterfall going. Oh,
she had the Amal hair.
Oh, yeah, she sure did.
When you're in love with a Jersey girl, right? As Springsteen told us.
She was the, like...
And she what?
She embodied the 80s.
And she molested you, right?
No, oh, she did not.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was a different show. That's my other show. The Dr. Lou show.
She's the reason that I'm like I am. So we can all blame her, although she is not with us anymore. However.
Oh, no. What? Here I'm accusing her of molesting.
That's
you.
Okay.
No, I am. I am so politically correct. I believe in political correctness. And I never say anything against, you know, chicks.
Liar. I hate you. But yes, I did get to experience a lot of it at the time.
Okay, so what are some of your, before we get into like your countdown or whatever, what are some of your like best memories about that era or that music?
With the music, that's my childhood. I just remember watching the music videos. It was so colorful. Everything was so much fun. Everything was a party all the time. It was loud. I don't know. It was just like all over the place. And I loved it. And that's probably why I'm still sort of stuck there a little bit.
So for you, it's sort of like, and it was, I mean, all the song, most of the songs were about partying.
I mean, obviously at that age, I didn't know about the sex stuff,
sex,
but it was all a party for me.
And
so,
fun.
Yeah.
And everybody's in bright, flashy colors.
Yeah. Big hair. I loved all the leather that the girls wore, like the purple leather shorts and stuff. Oh, my gosh. It was like my favorite thing.
Wow.
I couldn't wait to grow up and dress like that, even though it doesn't really work now.
Yeah. I remember. Okay, so I'm going to really date myself here. I remember before there was MTV and a video. Was bands had already done, even you go back to the Beatles, they had music videos, but they were sort of things that you might see on TV shows like the Johnny Cash variety show or the Glenn Campbell show,
right?
Or the Sonny and Cher had a lot of rock acts on, and they would show these little videos and stuff like that. But it really, and when MTV first came on, we lived out in the freaking sticks and did not have cable for a long time. So my sister Paula and I would stay up late at night and watch Friday night videos.
Okay.
So that's where we got our video fix. We would hang out, and it was a lot of fun. My parents would go to bed, and we would make popcorn, and we would hang out and watch Friday night videos and talk about them. And then we would come to school on Monday, and everybody would go like, yeah, did you see Friday night videos this week? You know, because MTV was just kind of starting. Not everybody had it. And MTV used to run this promotion in the beginning that said, if you don't have MTV, call up your cable company and say, I want my MTV. I don't know if you remember that.
Nope.
Yes,
MTV
it was
came
huge.
Around about when I was born.
It
so.
Was huge. It was this giant promotion, and they would have, and it was all these things that they would do, and Weird Al did a bit on it.
I mean, I remember watching stuff about it, but I would never remember that when it first
came
out.
You know, and it did not take long. In the beginning, MTV was trying to find its footing. There was a they played a lot of like what would might be considered today like alternative bands. At the time, they were not the real popular bands. They played bands like the Buggles and the Police. The Police, the Pretenders, more of these sort of like college rock bands had videos. They were a little bit ahead of the sort of like big 70s rock bands. They hadn't quite caught up yet. And so Journey and Van Halen, these guys didn't really have videos yet. It was really these kind of like new wave-ish kind of punk. And so they got kind of out ahead of everybody. But as history would have, as history would eventually show, it was really, I think the beginning was really Quiet Riot's Come On, Feel the Noise. And I think the rest was freaking history for like the next 7 or 8 years. That hair, what they call hair metal, 80s metal, the bright colors, the spandex,
the whole party thing,
all the songs about chicks and cars and partying and everything. That was it. That was freaking it. That's all anybody cared about. And it was always bands like Quiet Riot, Rat, Dokken, Van Halen.
White Snake.
I mean, it was Scorpions. Just all about the Scorps. Just over and over and over and over. You just could not get away from it. Mixed in with people like Michael Jackson and Madonna, who had really big videos at the time. And people, it was interesting. MTV really wasn't real segmented. They might play Madonna, and then they might play the Scorpions.
Right,
next.
Yeah.
It was a little different than radio. So it was like kind of a different era, and you got exposed to a lot of music. And very often, you became fans of music that you might not necessarily like on your own because you were waiting for the new whatever, the new Whitesnake video or whatever.
Right.
So you saw the Springsteen video and the new Madonna video and the new Police video or whatever, you know. So that is kind of, that was the sort of the landscape. And this is the first time where people really got to see rock stars on a regular basis all the time. We didn't, in the 70s, unless they showed up on one of these variety shows, you didn't very often know what even your favorite rock stars even looked like.
And you didn't care then.
Yeah.
And the 80s is when you had to start looking good.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why a lot did not transition.
And there was a lot of bands. There were some great bands that just could not break into the 80s. I mean, Yes did one album that was really huge, but after that, they really couldn't do it. Kansas, huge band from the 70s. You ever seen any of the videos? Oh, my God.
38 Special.
Yeah. They just did not look right on video. And if you couldn't make it on video, it was over. So, but these bands from LA they got it all together, man. They knew, they just got tapped into what was going to work on MTV, and they made it freaking happen.
Mm.
So, our story now picks up with the big hair, the spandex, the whole thing is happening, and all these videos break. So, Lily. Number 10, what do you got on your list, girl?
Well,
are we in any kind of particular order?
I always do.
Okay, Lily's in order, so let's give us your number 10, girl.
Okay, so speaking of ugly bands, my number 10 is actually Kiss and the song, or video, excuse me, Lick It Up. When they decided...
It's only right now, Lick It Up!
When they don't have makeup on. And I just think it's a ridiculous video because these girls are crawling out of the sewer building fires in like an alley under a bridge.
But it was the 80s, so
but
why
it was
not?
Great!
Of course,
and
girls crawl out of
the
sewers. Of course, girls crawl out of sewers and build fires. I mean,
I'm like, when can I do this? When can I meet up with the band and like drink out of these crappy little water bottles and build a fire and, get to make out with Gene Simmons?
That is his real tongue, by the way.
I know.
Chris says, I remember those days. Ken Harrison says, we're showing our age. So
that's all right.
And listen, guys, anybody can enjoy this music. There's something called YouTube now. Go back after the podcast
and watch
some of these videos. I don't care how old you are. They're a lot of fucking fun. The bands were cool. They could play for the most part. Some good shit. So Lick It Up is your number 10.
That's my number 10.
What do you got? What's number 9?
Number 9 is actually going to be number 9 is going to be a chick. Fleeta Ford, Kiss Me Deadly. I had to put a chick on here, and I didn't think Joan Jett was too appropriate.
A chick?
Yes, I
really?
Said chick.
Really? A chick?
I have breasts. I will say chick.
You know what video I love by Lita Ford a little bit more than Kiss Me Deadly?
Which one?
Well, actually, she has a couple. I like The one, Close My Eyes Forever.
Oh, that was an alternative for me, but yes.
And have you ever seen the video to Gotta Let Go? That was her first song.
No, I did not. Is it?
It's a great.
Is it hot?
Yes, it's a great video. She's like, it's like one of these things where she's having like a dualism. She's like this housewife, and her and her husband are doing dishes. And then the band comes in, and she starts to kind of transform into this like rock goddess.
What we need in life. She used to date Nikki Sixx too.
And Tony Iommi.
And all of them. All the guys. Well, I like this video because there's like a whole little Alice in Wonderland kind of creepy scene in it. That's why I liked it.
Awesome. Kiss Me Deadly. I played that song in a couple of bands. It's a fun song to play.
Really?
So what is your number? Where are we? Number eight?
Number eight.
Number eight.
Number eight is what we discussed earlier, Lay It Down by Rat.
But I thought you said this video was too weird for you.
I just think it's weird, but I like
it. Well, let's talk about tell everybody why it's weird.
It's well, first of all, no video should have clowns in it. Okay, this video starts off with a clown at a birthday party for a child. I don't think clowns and children belong together. I don't think clowns and adults belong together. However, it starts off with this clown and his birthday party, and then it takes it to this Renaissance fake forest where they're all wearing like gypsy clothes and everything. But I like it because I like the fashion. I like him in leather pants with a nice little white top.
What do you think makes we're trying to reconnect. So what do you think makes a really good video really?
An 80s video or a video in general?
80s video.
The 80s video has to include the band, some sort of party, some hot chicks of some sort. I think that's the whole thing. Maybe drinking. I don't want to sound like it might be a country thing, because that's country videos now, as everybody's drinking and talking about the truck. But it's gotta have the party and the big colors and the bright lights, and they all seem to like sort of tell a story in some way. Like they thought they were actors, basically. On top of everything else, I don't know what's going on. We're on this again, huh?
Okay, I had to give everybody a little happy Halloween shout out. Yeah, bright colors, parties, some attractive young ladies.
Hotties.
Nothing.
Hottie
not
hots.
That there's anything wrong with that.
I said it was cool. I'm okay with it. That's the point.
So what are some of the videos you said you came across some and you thought they were just, they're kind of, you have kind of a weird sort of list here.
I have a couple. Jason said he has the one to end all videos, which is, I know which one he's talking about. It's the Screaming in the Night by Crocus. A band of tribal people kidnap the band and the groupies, and it's just weird. And I just can't watch it. In fact, today was only the second time I've ever seen it, but I do remember seeing it. And then there is a Motley Crue video. It's Looks That Kill. And there's this like warrior woman and all these, and she's like the major warrior woman. And then there's all these little minion warrior women like dancing around her and everything. And they're all in this war paint. It's too super fucking weird. I just can't.
Oh my God. We're having some connection issues here on Facebook. So we're going to take a little break here and play another band. So why don't we just go ahead and do that? And
right.
That way we can see if we can get this reconnected for you all out there. We're back.
Oh, we're back. And we're back.
We're back. But we're going to play. Hey, guys, we're having a little
connectivity.
If we pop off, it's just, you know, some crazy internet bullshit. You know how the internet goes. So you're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to Ludini Rock and Roll, Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com is the website. Go back and check that out, guys. A lot of cool podcasts there. We're going to be, let's see, how are we on time? We're only 23 minutes into it. So those of you listening to Rock Rage Radio, welcome. We love having you. We're really excited to be part of the Rock Rage family. Thank you to John and Gigi for having us as part of it. We are very honored and very excited to be on there. So if you're cruising around and this is your Sunday afternoon post-church, I hope that you're doing two things. I hope you're stopped and got some road beers and that you rolled a couple of dubs and you're just cruising around on Sunday afternoon.
Lay out some rails.
Yeah, and just chill out. Crank up some great rock and roll, because that's what it's all about here at the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Counting down the top 10 80s metal videos. So let's do a recap. We're on 10, 9, and 8, correct?
Yes.
Well, so what's number 10 again?
10 is Kiss's Lick It Up. 9 is the lovely Lita Ford with Kiss Me Deadly. And 8 is Rat with Lay It Down.
Lay It Down. Let's
let him lay me down.
Oh my. Okay, what I want to do is this week I want to get through the whole countdown before we end up getting finishing up on
Hooked
Rock
up.
Rage. So let's do one more. Let's do your 7.
My 7 is Poison's Talk Dirty to Me. And I know most of their videos are all exactly the same. It's the band on stage, CeCe DeVille thinking he can play guitar. I get that. However, I like this one because the Brett calls the parents so they could talk dirty to their daughter, and they think he's just this sweet, innocent boy. And I love that.
Wow.
Because that used to happen in my household.
What? Your parents called to tell you to talk dirty? What?
My boyfriend would call the house. The parents would answer to the sweet young man who would call for me, and then we'd talk dirty on the phone.
But he didn't talk dirty to your parents.
Oh, no.
Okay, wait a minute. But let's back up.
Okay.
Brett calls and talks dirty to the girl's parents.
No, he doesn't talk dirty to the girl's parents. He calls for the girl to talk dirty to the daughter.
Oh, okay. I got you. You scared me for a minute.
She was blonde, of course, but...
Really? There was blondes in videos?
There was. Mostly.
No.
They burned their hair blonde.
Get the hell out of...
I know,
get
right?
out of town.
Well, we know I'm not blonde, so I always have to be biased.
What?
I got a little blonde in there.
This is The Killing by Lou Lombardi's Strangelove. We'll be back in a few minutes here. We'll be right back.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the Horrorthon. And remember the big giveaway.
Be in front of the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus for the Horrorthon. Lou Lombardi Strange Love. You can go to loulombardimusic.com/innercircle and get more info in there. You get a free CD and stuff. iTunes changed its... It updated, and now it wants to do this, like play the song twice and do all kind of stuff. And
that's
I can't control
stupid.
That, so I apologize. We will work that out. There's some gremlins. Anyways, Halloween is, this is the Halloween month.
Yes.
And I went to a Halloween party on Sunday, yes. And I went as a rabbi and my girlfriend went as a nun. But then afterwards, we went to Permanis over there in Harmerville and walked in and everybody was like laughing. It was a good time.
That's nice. I like it.
So like that was like, that's the joke, you know, a nun and a rabbi walk into a bar.
You walking in Permanis.
Yeah, walking in there, down there in Permanis and all that.
Although, you know, I've noticed like Pittsburghers aren't really too fazed by much.
No. There was a couple little like people that like kind of got a chuckle out of it, but it didn't go crazy.
Yeah, when I was running down the street dressed as Wonder Woman, nobody even batted an eye.
But it was a guy in a wife beater who was like really drunk. He went and came up to my girlfriend, she was dressed as a nun. He said, "Hey, sister, want to fuck?"
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and at that point, I was like, okay, we'll take our check now.
We're done now.
Yeah, because I don't really need to get in a fight while I'm dressed as a rabbi.
That'd be funny, though. I would really enjoy that. I would pay to see that.
A rabbi.
I will be dressed as Elvira on the 20th, however, for...
Well, we're going to have Halloween costumes on the week of we do our Halloween show, which I believe is going to be the 30th.
Okay.
It's Devil's Night.
Ooh. I don't even know what to dress as. We should be Danzig.
As a devil.
I already am that. Duh.
Okay. So what's your number six, girl?
My number six is...
80s metal videos, hair metal videos. We're counting down the top 10. What's your number six, Lily V6?
My number six... is Great White's Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Oh, yeah. It's on a lot of people's lists.
Yes. It's a good video. It's showing life on the road and groupies and motorcycles and cars and hot chicks and scantily.
And it's a cover. Did you know that?
I did not know that was a cover.
What?
At all. I know Come On, Feel the Noises.
What?
I did not realize.
All right. Let's give Lily a little... rock and roll history.
But I don't want to know that.
Oh, God. 1970 song, 75 song written by Ian Hunter.
No, I don't want to even know this.
Yep, it was originally an Ian Hunter song.
He doesn't even look cool. That's why.
It was covered in 1989 by Great White. But it's an Ian Hunter song. Just like the song, you remember the song All the Way to Memphis? That who was it? It was a super group with the guys from like LA Guns and Great White and a bunch of guys got together. The bass player from Vixen is in it.
Really?
I have to let me see if I can find that. You don't remember that?
No.
All the way to Memphis.
Sing it to me.
Yeah, Contraband. They call themselves Contraband.
I know the name. Why do I not know the song? I probably know it.
And I could play the song, but they'll probably mute the video if I do.
Oh, okay. I'll just look at it later. I trust you.
But the band Contraband did it. Again, that was a Mott the Hoople track.
Mott the Hoople.
Yeah.
We should do something with 70s.
Yeah, so a lot
week.
Of people have done it. Anyway, so your number six is?
The Great White Version.
The Great White Version.
Of Once Been Twice Shy.
Nice. That is a very cool video.
It's a fun video.
Yeah, classic.
It just kind of shows the life on the road of the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Dudes.
And the thing I liked about Great White was they had a little bit more of a throwback to kind of classic rock in their sound.
Yeah, a little bit.
When they did the song. They had a little bit of a kind of more of like a Zeppelin-esque kind of vibe.
They put on a great show, too.
Even now.
Even now with Mitch Malloy.
Mitch Malloy singing with him.
Yeah.
So what do you got for your number five?
My number five is Van Halen, Hot for Teacher.
Ooh.
Do I need to explain why this is a great video?
Well, go ahead, because the younger folks may not know This is one of those videos that's like a whole story.
Right. So,
go ahead.
Little Waldo is going to school. He's a super nerd. He gets on the bus, and David Lee Roth's the bus driver. And then they're like, the bus is crazy, but then he gets in the school.
David Lee Roth was the lead singer for Van Halen.
Oh, yeah, if you didn't know. And then the whole band is in the class as students. And then teachers are just getting stripped down to their bikinis, and they're dancing up on tables. And this happens a couple times. There's one in the cafeteria, there's one in the classroom, and it is totally 80s, if I ever saw an 80s video.
And Eddie Van Halen runs up and down this table playing this amazing guitar solo.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, yeah, hot for teacher.
And the color parts are, of course, the parts with the girls in the bikinis. And then it goes back to black and white.
And then at the end of the video, they do this whole thing about, like, kind of what became of Van Halen. Mm,
yes. You know, in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, they kind of, like, explain what happened to everybody. And Waldo was never heard from again after all of that.
You know, Mom, I'm not like other guys. It's a great video. If you've never seen it, I feel really sorry for you.
Oh, God. Go and watch it now, immediately.
I don't feel tardy. I brought my...
Pencil.
Give me something to write on.
Oh, I love them so much.
You kids, you just don't get it. You kids with your, like, you know, whatever the fuck it is you're trying to listen to now you think is cool. You know nothing. Nothing.
80s is where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, it was some super, like, great rock. Okay, so what do you got on number four?
Number four, Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It. Now, I was torn between that and I Want to Rock, but I think I like We're Not Gonna Take It a little better. Because...
We're Not Gonna Take It. It was the bigger hit.
Yeah, it was.
And then it's got that great beginning with...
The extended video has the dude from Animal House. And he's like screaming at him about wearing a Twisted Sister pin. And then the kid turns into Dee Snider when he spins like Wonder Woman style.
It's a whole crazy. Like giant, you know, middle finger to like your school and society and your parents. And it's great. Fucking awesome.
Stick it to the man. Right there.
Rock and roll is how we stick it to the man.
And I love Dee Snider.
Okay, what do you got? So we're number what?
Number three.
Okay, hold on. What was our? Let's recap.
Six, five, and four. Number six was Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Number five was Van Halen, Hot for Teacher. And number four was Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It.
What's your number three, Miss Lily V6?
Quiet Riot, Come On, Feel the Noise.
What?
I like the video.
What?
I like the video.
Crazy.
And it's also a cover from Slade. But Quiet Riot liked to cover Slade. They did it a couple times. Oh, bite me.
That should be your number one.
It's not my number one. Because you know what my number one is. You already know what it is. You already know what my number one
is. Okay, we're going to get to number one in a minute. So tell us about this video.
So it starts up, this kid's in his bed, he has his radio on, the house starts shaking like it's an earthquake, that famous mask from the cover is hanging on the wall above his bed, and then all of a sudden he falls into this portal where he's on stage with the band. And it's awesome.
It could happen.
It might happen. I would love it to happen.
There's many times I've fallen into portholes. I said holes.
Josh, Lily knows all things. I know. I do know all the things.
Josh, thanks for hanging out. Jody for Lizzie. Hot for teacher, Jody, thank you. We love the Jodester.
Jason, you did used to ask me for a pencil every day in school. You know what? You owe me about 12.
Sure. Give me something to write on.
That was a question, dude.
Oh, my God. So
not in such a way.
Hey, Lily. With your number two. Lily's about to go number two right here on the podcast.
White Snake, Here I Go Again.
With, what was her name?
Tawny Katane.
So give everybody the story of the video here.
Okay, so she's doing cartwheels on some really hot cars and stuff. And he's like on the stage with it's all backlit beautifully with his beautiful mane of hair and the epic lights and everything. And of course she is like famously dancing out of the car. And if you've ever seen the uncut video, which I'm sure you can find, her nipples are out. Just saying.
Wow.
But there's just a bunch of badasses in that whole video because you know what? I wanted to do that. I wanted to like dance outside the car, but I'll probably get arrested because I smack another car with my boobs or something. I don't know, but yeah, that's basically it.
Are you a boob smacker?
I could be. I hit myself in the face with them. So. Oh my God.
Oh, I guess so we're up to number one almost.
Almost.
Are we gonna hit? Was that number two?
That was number two.
Okay, we're gonna do number one in here in a minute. You are listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. And there's a lot of cool stuff here, cool t-shirts, a lot of great podcasts. Guys, please spread the word, like share it around. If you haven't shared the pod, if you're watching live on Facebook, please hit that share button. I know we had a little technical difficulties here, but it doesn't matter. Hit that share button. This is how you can do something right now, this moment, to help promote great rock music, great guitar-driven rock. Hit that share button. So,
hey, Justin, what's up?
So let's go. Before we do our numero uno, let's go ahead and take a look. We did a little Facebook post. And we have some.
That's a good one.
We have some participants. Kevin. Oh, my goodness.
Coupex? Maybe.
Kevin.
Again, we're not responsible for saying your last name wrong.
He wrote a David Lee Roth's Yankee Rose. That is a good video.
Good one. Good one.
Chuck Rome says, "You think you're tough by Rat."
And what does Keith say?
Keith's going to go with White Lion's version of Radar Love because it wasn't a White Lion song.
I hate White Lion. I'm sorry. I just hate them.
Let's go ahead. A couple of things. Hold on. There's a great playlist, guys, if you want to relive the 80s a little bit and check out some of the stuff we're talking about today. There is a great playlist on YouTube called Epic 80s Hair Metal Video Playlist. And there are videos like Poison's Ain't Nothing But a Good Time, You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi. I Want to Rock by Twisted Sister. Turn Up the Radio by Autograph. You don't have the Scorpions?
I didn't put the Scorpions on my
Rock You Like a Hurricane is a very cool video.
I like the video. I didn't love it. There's a reason that's not on there.
I can't believe that's you not don't have
1990.
This.
1990.
It's 1990, but it's still a hair metal video. Warrant's Cherry Pie.
Look, it's right there.
I'm just saying. It wouldn't make Lily's. Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith.
I don't consider them hair metal.
What about Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue?
Aero Crew. I do love Kickstart My Heart. I don't love the video.
18 in Life by Skid Row.
I do love Skid Row.
Okay, now I think it's the 90s. High Enough by Damn 90s. Yankees.
But I do love that song.
You don't have Girls, Girls, Girls? Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Winger, Headed for a Heartbreak.
I love the songs. I don't love the video.
Wow. Panama. We talked about Van Halen, but the Panama video is a very cool video.
Hot for Teacher is better.
Hot for Teacher is like more, but Panama is very iconic, classic video as well. The White Lion video that's on this list.
Oh,
here
God,
is
I hate that
cry,
song so much.
Which is not one of my favorite.
Oh, God, his voice.
You Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone by Cinderella. Oh, wow, there's lots of stuff going on here.
Cult of Personality is good.
Yeah,
stuff.
Love Walks In by Van Halen. What about Up All Night by Slaughter?
90s.
The Final Countdown.
That was initially on my list, and I changed my mind.
By Europe.
But Up All Night is 90.
Up All Night!
It was
what
on my list.
What about Shot in the Dark by The Ozman?
I don't like that.
You don't
that.
Like that video?
No.
Lick It Up. That was on yours. Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne, Close My Eyes Forever is on this
That's
list.
That's an alternative one on my list.
17 by Winger.
Oh my God, I love that song.
Janie's Got a Gun. I think that's 90s though, isn't
it? I want to say that's 90s.
89, 90.
Jason, if you could correct us on that, be great. We're not you sure. know all the things.
So wait a minute. There's another one I want to throw at you guys. This is a fun list too.
Throw at me.
This is from loudersound.com. What about the Bullet Boys, Smooth Up In Ya?
It's a great song. Oh, my God. Okay. I should have put this on my list
Naughty
somewhere.
Naughty Naughty by Danger.
I should have, but I didn't.
Kiss, You Make Me Rock Hard.
I don't like that song.
Helix, Gimme Good Love.
You know what's sad is I always forget about Helix, always, because they're Canadian, and I just don't think about it. And you can't, like, get their songs anywhere. It's hard to get it.
Girl's School by Brittany Fox. Nitro, Freight Train, that features Michelangelo Beato, I believe, is the guitar player Nitro. Warrant, Cherry Pie, which she says disqualifies.
It is disqualified.
Talk Dirty to Me by Poison, which we already talked about. So, okay. So those are your picks. Those are some stuff off that thing called the internet that maybe you guys have heard of. You might want to try out sometime.
Is that new?
Sean King says, anything by Racer X.
But the video. Do you like the video? That's
like
the point
Racer
of the
X
conversation.
Too, but it's about the video. So what is... Okay. Lily. Earth to Lily.
Twat.
Calling Lily. Earth to Lily.
What do you want?
Lily. What is... Lily's going to give us now. What is your number one?
If nobody knows this, you all suck, because you should know better. Which Lou already said it, even though he should have known it, is Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue.
Girls, girls,
we all knew it was going to be a Crue song, guys, so get over it. They are riding their motorcycles down the Sunset Strip, going to strip clubs, getting in trouble there, getting slapped by the girls, beating people up. It's going to be the winner in my book, and y'all know it. I know. I didn't mean Forget About Helix. I do love Helix.
Ken Harrison says, what about Who Made Who?
That's not hair metal.
Whoa.
I don't consider
you just
AC/DC
got,
hair
you
metal.
You just got smacked the fuck down by the Sixer.
There were things I had criteria. I just don't consider them hair metal, nor do I consider Aerosmith hair metal.
There's not a, if, as hair goes, it's not a whole lot of hair in AC/DC.
Not a whole lot, a little bit. Not a whole lot, nothing now, really.
Ah!
Quite honestly.
What about this? What about Bang Your Head? That was a cool video. Remember, it starts out with the guy. They bring the kid in on the ambulance with the gurney, and they look and they go, what, you know, and they go, Mike, take that thing off his face. And then, like, they never show you, but when they pull the mask off, everybody in the emergency room kind of gasps.
Yeah, no, no.
Mental health.
It's not on my list. But my.
You got some alternates? Some
my
favorites.
Alternates were Warrant, Cherry Pie until I found out it was 1990, and then Slaughter's Up All Night, also 1990. Both really great videos. Obviously, the Cherry Pie video is very famous because of Bobby Brown. There's cherry pies falling in her lap. There's hoses splashing.
Wait a minute. Bobby Brown?
The model?
The guy who was married to...
Bobby Brown, who was married to Janie Lane.
Wait a minute. I got a time out. Here's what Warrant should do. They should recut the video, but actually have Bobby Brown play Bobby Brown.
Do you know he named his daughter Bobby Brown because of the model Bobby Brown, not because of himself?
Because of what?
Because of the blonde Bobby Brown, he named his daughter Bobby Brown.
See, even
her book's great.
Even rappers like...
Well, she made quite the impression on him, apparently, because she literally had sex with everybody in Hollywood. Read her book. Dirty Rocker Boys. It's
great.
She claims Leonardo DiCaprio's penis is bigger than Tommy Lee's. I need proof of that because I don't believe it.
And thank you for that, Lily.
You're welcome. Just some trivia.
Okay.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Sean.
I'm making my notes. Leonardo DiCaprio's penis
is bigger
size
than Tommy Lee's.
So we're going to be talking
about
that.
So says Bobby Brown.
Says Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, all right. So, guys, we are going to be... We're at 48 minutes. So we're not much more time for you guys there on Rock Rage Radio. If you haven't already, go to LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com when you get a chance, when you get home, if you're driving, whatever, if you're listening at home, go there, go to LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com, check out some of the other cool podcasts that we have. You can share these all around on social media, so the ones that share them around, let your friends know, as well as just some cool merch there, so like when you pick up a t-shirt or something like that, it really helps us out, even a coffee mug, something small, it's awesome. If you like to dig a little deeper, you want to get down and dirty with us, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, and that's where you can get in on the real dirty jokes. There's all kind of music and videos and stuff that you don't get anyplace else, so check that out. So I just wanted to make sure we hit that before we wrapped up here on the Rock Rage Radio portion of what we're doing. So we got a little bit more time to go, though, because it's about 48 minutes. So that's our list. So let's run them down, Lily. 10 through 1. Go ahead.
10 is Kiss is Lick It Up. 9 is Lita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly. 8 is Rat, Lay It Down. 7, Poison, Talk Dirty to Me. 6 is Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. 5 is Van Halen, Hot for Teacher. 4, Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It. 3, Quiet Riot, Come On, Feel the Noise. 2, White Snakes, Here I Go Again. And 1 is Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Or if you're from the New York Jewish district.
Goyles.
It's Goyles, Goyles, Goyles.
Sean Poole says, hey, or howdy, howdy, Sean.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Welcome, Sean. And why don't we go ahead and do we have listeners? You want to go ahead and give a shout out to everybody who's been checking in with us tonight?
Yes, we have Sean Lewis. We have Chris Thunderwolf and Raven. We have Brian Rensfelder. We have Dominique Richardson, Jason Pinkney, Kevin Harrison, Jeremy Embleton. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Danik Contreras? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Michael. What's up, buddy?
Jimbo McCann, Lars Cothern, Ken Harrison, Jared Grease, Terry Ellis Ketlow, Josh Montadoro, Eric Ernst, Tommy Reading, Josh.
Whoa.
Jason Pinkney, Jody for Lizzie, Justin Sanford, Lance Ricky, Jason Lowe, Sean King. If I miss anyone, Sean Ettinger and Matt Wiley and Sean Poole. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. If you haven't already, hit that share button. If you're watching live on Facebook, it's really important. Helps us get the word out. Oh, goodness gracious. So, Lily, what did you see any cool music? Do anything cool this weekend?
I went to Cedar Point this weekend. I did see a band called Skin and Bones. They are a cover band. They played some good stuff at the actual park, which was pretty cool. Got super drunk, but had a good time doing the haunted houses. My sister told them I was afraid of clowns. So there's a clown feeding me in some video on Facebook. If you guys would like to see me terrified of a clown feeding me, I'm peeing my pants. But it was a good time. It was a lot of fun. but tomorrow I am going to be seeing the Independents and Children of October at Howlers in Bloomfield. So that's my plans.
That's tomorrow night?
That's Howlers. Tomorrow night at Howlers. Starts at 8:30. I think it's a $10 cover.
Okay,
but it's
cool.
Four bands.
What did I do? I went to see, Friday night, I went to see, I think is Pittsburgh's best cover band, Three Car Garage.
Mm.
They were at the Good Time Bar.
Yeah, I love that place.
They are, they're completely fearless. They'll play anything, but they do it all with a rock. So even if they play like, I mean, not that they do Justin Bieber, but if they were to do a Justin Bieber song,
they'd do it well.
They would do it well. You would go, oh, I actually like this. Because Justin Bieber, because the way they play, because they're just killer musicians.
How many shots of tequila did I have before I said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so that was a lot of fun. Sunday, I went to a very cool Halloween party, and there's some cool pictures of that. I posted online. I was dressed as a rabbi. My girlfriend was dressed as a priest. I mean, as a nun. Sorry.
Close enough. Close enough.
Yeah, exactly. So,
doing any other Halloween parties this year?
I don't know. You gonna invite me to one?
I don't have any.
No.
I have the one on the 20th that I'm hosting.
And what was that again?
That's at the Hard Rock Cafe for Never Wake and Losing September. They're doing a benefit for UPMC Children's Hospital. So it's $10 a ticket, and it's going to the kids, all of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be Elvira.
Nice. If you are looking for some scary clown stuff to watch for Halloween, there's a couple on Netflix I would going to recommend to everybody. I would recommend Terrifier. If you haven't seen Terrifier, Terrifier is a throwback to sort of the 80s slasher type films.
Fun.
And the guy walks around in a clown outfit, doing absolutely horrible things to
Why?
Very pretty women.
Oh.
And if you're really terrified of clowns, I highly recommend Clown. It's the story of this guy that I'll try to give you any kind of spoilers, just kind of give you the setup. The guy is a real estate agent. Gets a phone call from his wife while he's like looking over this house he's about to show. And his wife says, the clown for our son's birthday canceled, and the kid really wants a clown. Like, I know that's disturbing in the episode. Why does the kid want a freaking clown? But a kid, it's all like about the clowns. So the guy finds this clown outfit in this house that he's getting ready to show. So he's like, oh, don't worry, I have it covered. So he puts this clown outfit on. He shows up at his kid's birthday. It's a big success. But then he can't get the clown outfit off. Like, the hair gets stuck to his head and the nose gets stuck to his nose.
No.
And the thing gets stuck to his body and it gets very dark, like very fucking fast.
It goes south from there.
Yes. And it is really twisted. It's very gory, very bloody, very good. It's very scary. I think it's a pretty scary movie. And especially if clowns freak the fuck out of you, like, it will freak the fuck out.
I can watch it at like 8 o'clock in the morning on like a Saturday.
Saturday morning cartoons with Lily.
Well, are you going to go see the new Halloween?
Oh, hell yeah. It's in 2 weeks, I think.
It's the 19th, I believe. But I'm going to go see that.
Really?
Yeah, that's my shit right there. Right there. There's no other like Halloween type movies coming out, is there? Scary-esque.
Yeah, I didn't. I heard like disappointing things about The Predator, so I didn't go see that.
The Nun was okay. Hellfest was good.
Yeah, you said Hellfest was good.
Yeah.
The Nun was...
It was okay.
It's more atmosphere than story. Like, I thought they could have done a little bit more with the story.
I wasn't scared at all. When that's, what's that tell you? Nothing. I was laughing at it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and that depends on what scares you.
I guess.
Like, some people really like a lot of those, like, kind of jump scare kind of stories. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That James Wan kind of stuff. And that's fun. But if you know, it's not, I don't know. I just wasn't, I kind of wanted more from it. Wasn't real crazy about it, so.
I laughed at the movie.
I know.
I thought it was hysterical.
So what are you doing this weekend?
I have to think. Oh, it's my sister's birthday party, slumber party. So I will be hanging out with the girls on Saturday.
Wait a minute, you guys have slumber party stuff?
She wants to do this because it's safer than going out drinking.
All right, well, that makes sense.
So we're going to watch Magic Mike. And we're going to get drunk. And that's what we're doing on Saturday. Friday, though, I'm going to go see Fright Night, I think. The play.
Fright? No, there's a play? What?
Yes, by Rage of the Stage Players.
Where's that going to be?
Carnegie Theater. It's $25. James Michael Schoberg redid the screenplay into a play. And they got some really good actors for it. It's going to be really good. So I think I'm going to go Friday.
Tomorrow. Where's it going to be again?
The Carnegie Theater.
The Carnegie Theater.
Yeah.
Where?
Carnegie.
In Carnegie?
Yeah. There's one of those there.
Is it that church that they convert? No.
No, it's an actual theater.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done plays in there before.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, it's going to be fun.
Sounds like a plan.
So I can't wait to see it. Apparently, they have some really cool effects for it being a play. So, super excited.
Super! Okay, we're gonna play one more song here from a band. And then we're going to come back and wrap up for the day. Guys, those of you listening to Rock Rage Radio, we really appreciate it. We're really excited to be a part of the Rock Rage family and really hope that you guys... So give us some good feedback on that. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Share the podcast around. Let the world know that you support great guitar-driven rock. And we're going to leave you guys on Rock Rage with the band Graveyard. Please don't, by Graveyard, on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
I'm feeling.
All right. Graveyard, guys. And let's go ahead and run them all down real quick. See, again, this is doing this thing. This needs to stop. Thank you, iTunes, for screwing my podcast. I really appreciate that. So
now what?
Yeah. See, it's supposed to be unchecked. Yeah, it should not play the next song. Okay. Anyways, guys, you heard we open up the show with Vrana, and you can go to reverbnation.com/Vrana, the number 9. That's V-R-A-N-A. We play Lou Lombardi's Strange, loving it, loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. And that was Graveyard. And Graveyard's website is a Facebook page, facebook.com/graveyardofficial. So check them all out. Buy their records. Buy all their stuff. Go see them live. This is how we do it. So what? Tell us about what you have this week, Lily. You've got, tell us about your show and how they can check it out.
Oh, my show. My show is Hot Licks with Lily 6. Thursday nights on Rock Reach Radio, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can download the app free on your smartphone, not your flip phone. Don't try to do that. And
can I download it on my bag phone?
Try. And or you can just go to the website, which is rockreachradio.com, and it will stream right off of there.
Or dial 1-900-LILY.
Well, I mean, you can try. I might be sleeping. You might just get snoring.
You should get a night, one of those one night. Remember when that, you're probably too young to remember.
No,
remember that was all the rage?
Them. Yeah, I remember them.
You watch late night
I was
TV.
Little.
What's up, Frank? Frank Wilk is watching. Haven't talked
Hi,
to Frank,
Frank
in a while. Yeah, 1-900-LILY-V6. 1-900-LILY-V6.
It's not going to be as exciting as you guys think. Sorry.
So what's going on with this weekend show? Do you have anything special? Do you have any interviews, or just are you playing music? What are you doing?
For this show, I do not. Well, I'm trying to do an interview with Paul Unger. He is doing the promotion for the Alice Cooper band that's playing on October 25th. So I'm trying to get an interview with him so he can promote the show. To get tickets to that, you do have to either go to Attic Records or call the number. It's going to be pretty intimate at the Smiling Moose.
Did you send me the info on that?
I did. Do you want me to send it again?
I will check your messages,
okay.
Your Facebook messages.
Okay.
And when is that again?
That is October 25th. It's the Thursday before the Alice Cooper show. Now, Alice Cooper is not going to be at this show, but his band is.
No, they're a monster band.
They're awesome.
It's
Ryan
worth
Roxy.
Checking out.
Yeah.
Nita Strauss?
She's not going to be there.
What?
But
I'm not going. Forget it.
You going to listen to me?
Because
this is an important thing. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm not listening.
There's a free meet and greet with her.
Oh, sorry,
at Guitar Center.
What'd you say? Say it again.
There's a free meet and greet with Nita at Guitar Center earlier that day.
But she can't play the show.
She cannot play the show.
The hell's the matter with Nita?
But she,
I know her. I'm going to have to call her up to see Nita.
She doesn't want to.
Yo, bitch.
You blame her? Go meet her.
I do blame her.
Well, say hi.
Don't say. I do blame her. She should get her ass there. Now she's getting all, because she's getting too. I interviewed her on my podcast. Now she's like all big time.
Is that what happened? Wow, somebody has an ego. I'm surprised you fit up the stairs over there.
Ergo, I have an ego.
She will be at Guitar Center earlier that day, though, doing the meet and greet. It's free if you register with the Guitar Center website. So,
okay, so
I will be at that, too.
Wow.
Actually.
Wow.
It's a busy night for me. But I'm not doing anything other than that on the show. I am going to be doing a live interview tomorrow with Children of October. It'll be on Facebook at Rock Reach Radio, so check that out. I've been wanting to see them for a long time, and the Independents. For a long time. They don't come to Pittsburgh too often. So
okay.
Pretty excited. So I'll be out late tomorrow. God help me.
Oh, well, you'll have to just,
suck it up.
Catch up on your beauty sleep over the weekend or something.
Yeah, I'm not probably going to do that. But we'll try. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
We'll see how it goes. Raven Black, I've been wanting to see them.
This is a great band. I saw them.
I know. You told me.
That was a great show.
I wanted to go.
So we're gonna sneak in one more band here as we wrap up. But, guys, go to LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. One more time, check that out. We're going to hop over to the Inner Circle and have just a little kind of like post-show
powwow
and maybe talk a little bit about, toss some ideas around about what we might do next week and all that good stuff. So you can go to loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. I didn't get in on that. Dominique, Ken, guys, you guys are so cool, man. I Frank, it's just so awesome that you guys hang out. If you haven't shared the podcast already, just hit the share button. Get the word out. It's really important. This is how we do it. This is how we promote music. So check it out. And guys, thanks so much for hanging out. We're going to wrap up with the band Raven Black. Great band. Saw them in Pittsburgh a few months ago. Was really impressed with them. They put on an awesome show. And if you get a chance to check them out, see them live, check it out. If not, you can get them on iTunes. This is the track Dollhouse. We'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.